You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 159. Today we're talking about creating more love in our lives. But first, guess what? Today I'm celebrating 3 years of this podcast. I launched Positively Anti-Inflammatory on January 13th, 2021, 2 days before my birthday. And here we are. It's the second Wednesday of January 2024. So it's exactly 3 years of my weekly podcast, of Positively Anti-Inflammatory. And I'm so proud. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you for your love and support. It means so much to me that you are here. And as we are slowly moving our way, you know, into this new year, 2024, I wanted to talk about love. So to love and to be loved are basic human needs, okay? We know this, that, you know, love has a significant impact on your health, your well-being, your happiness, and love increases feelings of self-worth, and love produces positive feelings, which helps and it generates like those happiness hormones, and this helps ease anxiety and negates loneliness and depression. And love is a catalyst for change and development and growth. So more love in your life. When you have more love in your life, you sleep better. You have lower blood pressure. And more love in your life brings about faster healing. It supports your immune system and improves heart health. So clearly we need more love. So last week, I shared Louise Hay's affirmation of the month of January 2024, and I've been really thinking about this affirmation. So if you haven't listened to, go back and listen to episode 158, and it's your January affirmation and forecast. And what really stands out for me in this affirmation is the sentence, the idea that whatever the question may be, love is the answer. I mean, that really has me thinking. And so I needed to come and talk about this on the podcast. Whatever the question may be, love is the answer. What if we think that way? And I just think it's such a inspiring and beautiful way to think about life. And I'm curious, what do you think about that? What do you think about, you know, this statement that whatever the question may be, that love is the answer. So, you know, it's like on one hand, oh, it's so simple. Love is the answer. But then on the other hand, you know, love can be hard. Loving ourselves, loving others, loving strangers. You know, but I think often we make it more difficult than it needs to be. So my intention for this year is to continue to cultivate more and more and more love with myself, with friends, with my family, with you, with my community, with strangers, with everyone. More love. And so I'm going to, in a moment, I'm going to share 3 ways to get more love in your life and to create more love in your life. But first, I wanted to highlight and recommend a podcast, episode 48. It's Self-Love versus Self-Compassion, the Self series, part 4. So, you know, learning and practicing self-compassion has been, I mean, truly fundamental, foundational, key. It is beyond critical, has been beyond to my health and my healing journey. And I am a huge self-compassion advocate. And, you know, while, you know, self-love and self-compassion are actually different, there are overlaps. And if you are seeking more love and you are seeking more compassion and self-compassion in your life, please go back and listen to episode 48 because they really explore those concepts in depth. It's self-love versus self-compassion, the self series part four. I don't know why I put verses, but I did. So anyway, okay, so three ways to create more love in your life, three ways to get more love in your life, however you want to, you know, think about it. So here we go. Are you ready? All right. The first one is to nurture the love that you already have. So, you know, thinking about other people, sometimes we can forget that we have people in our lives who already love us and who already care for us. And with some intention and some effort, you can nurture and grow that love. You can nurture and grow that love. So, you know, whatever that means to you, whether it's making plans with a family member, reconnecting with friends that you love and haven't seen in a while, calling a friend who you love and you know who loves you, who lives in a different city, you know, put in effort to nurture the love and connection and connections that you already have. Create more love with the love that you already have. And what I really, you know, speaking of Louise Hay, I love so many of her teachings, but, you know, one of the things that she talks about is asking someone you love, how can I love you more? How effing profound and authentic and just open-hearted and gorgeous is that? Asking someone you love, how can I love you more? You know, whether it's your sibling or your niece or your best friend or your, you know, whatever, asking them, how can I love you more? And, you know, genuinely approaching that in a very open-hearted way and genuinely listen and then showing that person the love that they are seeking. Because the more love there is, the more abundance and more love for everyone. So nurture the love that you already have. And the second way to create more love in your life is be kind and give love freely. Be kind and give love freely to yourself and to others. So doesn't it feel good to be kind? It feels so good to be kind. So I know, though, if I'm in a bad mood and, you know, I'm walking the streets of Brooklyn and I have like a, you know, maybe have some like deep, you know, intense thoughts that I'm thinking about that maybe I'm not so happy about. And, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, not in a good headspace. And I recognize that. And I'm so aware that I'm like walking by people and just giving out off that energy. And I don't like that when I do that. I don't like that. So often when I catch myself and I'm aware, well, I mean, I always catch myself doing it because I'm so aware of that. But, you know, and sometimes you want to stay in that energy. But when I soften my energy and open my heart to kindness towards myself and to others, I feel so much better. We attract what we give out. We attract what we give out. By being kind to others, then we really, you know, when you're kind to others, you will learn to love yourself more. And, you know, this quality of being kind will attract authentic love from others and from yourself. And also, when you are kind to yourself, speaking from experience, I love being nice to myself. I learned this years and years and years ago, and I am obsessed with it. I love being nice to myself. It feels so good. It is so validating. It reinforces my self-belief, my self-trust, my goals, my commitment to myself, and my well-being. And, you know, when we're giving kindness to ourselves and to others, we are loving more. And you know what? People love to be loved. People love to be loved. And so if you feel love for someone, tell them, Be open and honest with your love, and it will find its way back to you. Be kind and give love freely to yourself and to others. And then the third way to create more love in your life is learn to love yourself more. Love yourself more. Learn to love yourself more. So this, I mean, they're all so important, but this truly might be the most significant and important, you know, thing that we're talking about here today. So, you know, and what I'm recommending is quite simple. So there are a few questions you can ask yourself. You can choose one or the other or both. In the morning, when you wake up, you can ask yourself, and even better if you look in the mirror, ask yourself, what can I do today to show myself love? Check in with yourself. What can I do today to show myself love? Just like asking someone that you love, how can I love you more? It's about asking yourself, how can I love you more? What can I do today to show you love, to show myself love? Like, how sweet and beautiful is that? Checking in with yourself, placing your hand on your heart. How can I show myself love today? What can I do to show myself love? And then going back to what Louise Hay says, whatever the question may be, love is the answer. So, oh my gosh, you know, I have dealt, you know, ups and downs over the past 23 years of my life with a chronic illness, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, and dealing with chronic pain in so many different ways has been extremely debilitating spiritually, emotionally, physically. And so sometimes it's hard. It's hard to practice that compassion and practice that love because there is so much pain. And I just really, really, really want to acknowledge that. So if something difficult is happening, or if you are in physical pain or emotional pain, or, you know, if you're faced with a challenging or overwhelming situation, a different shift in perspective can help you. Thinking about what would love do? What if love is the answer? Just being open to that. Being so open to that energy. Our body is going to respond in a much deeper, healing, loving, nurturing way when we are present with an open mind, an open heart, and open energy to giving ourselves that love and support. When you're coming from a place of love, giving yourself more love, giving the situation, whatever it is, more love, giving others more love, I promise you that this is transformative. This is you tapping into expansive energy, like your highest good, your highest self. And by practicing this, asking, you know, what would love do? Or asking yourself, how can I love you more? You will continue to cultivate self-love and self-compassion and self-belief and self-trust. You will learn to love yourself more. And the more love in your life, the less inflammation. The more love in your life, the more joy. The more love in your life, the less pain. The more love you nurture, the more love you create, the more abundance, prosperity, and gratitude will and expansiveness and joy and pleasure and ease will fill your life. So let's create more love together in 2024. Here we are, 2024. Ah, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, every time that you do listen, and today and here today on my 3-year podcast anniversary, yay! So if you are ready to create more self-love, more self-compassion, lower inflammation in your body, and cultivate a nurturing and harmonious relationship with food, with your body, and with yourself, let's connect. Email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. And let's talk. I would love to work with you. And until next week, say something nice to yourself. Slow down when you eat and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.